Well, motorists are legally obliged now to have their careful ANCT when required. If it's not on their cot, especially if penalty points are issued for non-compliance of not having an ANCT. And it's in everybody's interest, every motorist that's actually on the road, to ensure that their car is ANCT'd, because faults can occur and cars should be roadworthy, and it's up to motorists, again, as I say, to have the car legally ANCT'd.
Is there a fear that we will see a significant increase in these kinds of incidents due to the enormous hikes in motor insurance and so on, where people just can't afford insurance and are driving therefore illegally?
I know that things are getting tight and all the rest, but it's all about safety first, because if your car isn't properly ANCT'd, how do you know that it's actually legally roadworthy and it should be on the road? So my advice would be to ensure that the car is fit for the road and have it ANCT'd when it is due to be ANCT'd.